The Prime Minister says Indigenous teenagers need support to escape what he calls the tyranny of low expectations. Tony Abbott was speaking in Sydney today to launch a new report on successful boarding school programs for Aboriginal students. The Australian Indigenous Education Foundation is putting hundreds of children through top schools and universities. The foundation wants more money from the private sector to expand its program. Bridget Brennan reports.
In a ballroom in the middle of Sydney, a select group of Aboriginal students are having lunch with some of Australia's top CEOs and executives. A large proportion of Indigenous children don't finish Year 12, but these young adults have excelled in high school. Kajim King is one.
It gave me more, like, kind of an opportunity to do what I wanted to do, which, like, I've always wanted to do law, and I feel like it really opened the doors for that.
The 21-year-old was one of 500 Indigenous teenagers given a scholarship by the Australian Indigenous Education Foundation. She boarded at the private school King Copple Rose Bay in Sydney, and she's now studying law.
Coming from a small country town to a big city, like a whole different area, was really scary, but I got used to it. So.
Some of the students on scholarships are attending the same school the Prime Minister did. Tony Abbott was there to launch a report on the schools that have the best programs to support Indigenous boarders.
We must yearn for the day when success for Indigenous people is so normal that it is no longer remarkable. That day won't come, though, while Indigenous youngsters continue to suffer the tyranny of low expectations.
The Foundation's Renee Coffey wrote the report. She found that boarding houses have to be flexible for Indigenous students who are a long way from home.
Boarding isn't for every student, but for those that are interested, it provides a really great environment for those kids.
What sort of extra support is there?
Some schools do regular weekends home for the students. Some schools have accommodation on site so that mum and dad can actually come and stay at the school and visit.
The chairman of the Prime Minister's Indigenous Advisory Council, Warren Mundine, is also the chairman of the Education Foundation. He has high hopes for its future.
Looking at all those incredible kids, the university kids as well, and looking at their career opportunities and the pathways they're going to do. You know, as our motto is, we're not here about just educating people and providing opportunities. We're here to change the nation.
Boarding school's not for everyone. Are you looking at other options for kids who want to go around the school, you know, around the corner?
Yeah, we do. We are looking at trying to get through the options of, you know, day students, as they call them. We also want to engage more in the public sector.
To expand, the foundation wants an extra $30 million in funding. It's already had multi-million dollar partnerships with the private sector. But HSBC Australia Chief Executive Tony Cripps says corporate Australia could do more to help turn around Indigenous disadvantage.
You need both government and the corporate world to partner to get the best results. And we are seeing corporate Australia stepping up. We know we have a lot more to do. We need to create more employment for Indigenous students that qualify from universities and high school. And those targets are higher than where they are today. And so I think the short answer is yes, we need to do more.
That's Australia HSBC Australia Chief Executive Tony Cripps, ending Bridget Brennan's report.